Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Memtes, Sota 49a, pagination 97, the final daf of the Masechta. And we find the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page describing certain types of irreplaceable losses, situations where things changed, and from there we're going to morph into the topic of changes that will occur before Mashiach comes. So the Mishnah tells us seven lines up, Mishemes Rabbi Akiva bato kavod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva passed away, so the honor of Torah became affected, because Rabbi Akiva's trademark was that he was able to infer from the Sefer Torah scroll the extended scholarship of what we call Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, the traditions. He was able to see that and infer it from the written law and the way it was written. Once Rabbi Akiva passed away, that honor of Torah, that it's one cohesive unit, was lost, that there was no scholar who was able to do it with the great proficiency of Rabbi Akiva. At the end of the statement here, Mishemes Rebbe batal anava v'yiras chet. When Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the editor of the Mishnah, passed away, so humility and fear of sin was lost, that there was no one comparable to him. Continuing the description, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Boshu Chaverim, people who are part of the brotherhood, so to speak, they were righteous people, great people, they were embarrassed because the trend of the day was against Torah, against spirituality, that their observance was viewed as odd, and they were embarrassed because of the peer pressure that existed and such momentum. V'govru ba'alei zeruah o ba'alei lashon, and people who abused others and used their tongue against others, people of propaganda and opinion, became very strong. Ve'ein dorish, ve'ein mevakesh, ve'ein shoel. And there was no one who checked into it, who asked questions. There were very few people who did critical thinking. And therefore, whatever propaganda was stated, and qualities, negative qualities that were attributed to otherwise righteous people, went unquestioned. Al mi lanu lehi sha'ein, who can we rely on in such an environment? Al avinu shebashamayim, on our Father in heaven. Continuing in Amud Beis on the second line, be'ikvos mashicha, at the time when the footsteps of Mashiach can be heard. It's coming soon. Chutzpah yaske, chutzpah, audacity, will increase. In other words, the description is not that we will move smoothly into Yemos HaMashiach, where everybody's going to become more and more righteous until Mashiach will come naturally. Instead, we're being told that certainly there will be righteous people, but as a trend, it will be more common for people to have chutzpah, for people who are actually doing the wrong thing, to claim that they're doing the right thing. V'yoker ya'amir, inflation will occur. Hagefen titein pirya v'hayayin v'yoker. The vineyards will be producing, but nevertheless, wine will become more expensive. One can understand that as simply inexplicably, so to speak, just without explanation, that things are becoming more expensive, even though everything in the supply chain seems good. Rashi attributes wine specifically to this as its application. Shakol oskim v'mishtos, people are going to be having a lot of festivities, probably frivolous festivities if we follow the mood of what's being described, and there won't be enough wine to go around. Umalchus tehafech leminus, the kingdom will be turned towards heresy. Ve'ein tochachas, and no one will rebuke. Now, minus sometimes means a specific type of idol worship, but in this context, it may very well mean simply a lack of religion, where people start believing in autonomy, that I could do what I want, and you don't even have the concept of religion, where a person pledges allegiance to a higher power. We find, for example, in the 12-step process, there's an acknowledgement of a higher power, and that enables a person to undergo recovery. If you would have minus, free-for-all, as a religion, that means everybody has their own autonomy, and if I'm doing it, it must be right. Mishnah continues, Beisvad yihye leznus. Gatherings will be, literally, for prostitution, for immoral activity. We find, for example, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the very beginning of the Masechta describes how some cultures will take credit that they built marketplaces and bridges, etc. And one of the critiques is, you didn't do these things because you wanted to benefit society. You did them as an environment to facilitate improper behavior. And we find sometimes, very oddly, that a lot of things that people do have to have that boy-girl component pushed into it in order to make it marketable. Even though we gathered for a business meeting or for a documentary film showing, somehow these other issues get pushed in. And the Mishnah is describing how in the times of Mashiach, these other themes can kind of overtake what one thought was the original reason for gathering. Yirechet yimoasu, those who fear sin will be despised. V'ha'emes tehene edores, and it will be hard to come by truth. Na'arim p'nei zikenim yalbinu, the youth will readily embarrass their elders. There will not be a respect to the previous generation with its life experience and being closer to the revelation at Sinai, which is the Jewish perspective, that the previous generation has something sanctified to offer. Pnei hador ke pnei hakelev, the leaders of the generation will be like dogs. And a number of the commentaries explain that a dog walks in front of its master on the leash. It looks like the dog is leading, but in reality, the dog keeps looking over its shoulder to the master, where would you like me to go? And likewise, the leaders of a generation are really supposed to lead. But in the times of Mashiach, they will keep looking over their shoulder and asking the followers, where would you like me to go? And morality will be more consensus morality rather than leadership morality. Va'ama yesh lanu lehisha'ein, and what can we rely on? Al avinu shebashamayim, on our Father in heaven. Hadron aloch maseches sota. we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful day.